last month, the Mikias, we finished off with the Sugya of Abdullah, went through for a couple of weeks, went to the end of Ner, some Yain. The last thing to get after Abdullah is the idea of Mlav Malko. I mean, this Simon Shimon Shin is really the ending of the first half of the Mishnah Berurah, and the Simon Shin Aleph and Aleph was really negate the Mlachas of Shabbos. Now, the Shemir Shabbos of Chosla, Yiparach Samar Gimel, he has a parak with the Atzmor, just in the Mlav Malko, and he brings down the footnote to Ur Gimel, and he points out the Shulchan Aruch itself has a Simon Shin Atzmor. He come and tell you one line of Allah over here. And he brings down from the Yalk HaGrishuni, because it seems that the idea of Mlav Malko is very rough, and Klai Yisrael feel very lax about. They don't seem to be makbid about. Therefore, in order to mizariz and lechazek, to give chizuk people the inin, the importance of the idea of Mlav Malko, therefore the mechab brings down a sif and a simen b'fnei atzmoi, the idea to mechazek the inin over here. Now, if you want to see bariches and numerous, even svarim about it, the sefer Madani Ish, 500 pages about Mlav Malko, all the svarim about it, start to stick to the main things over here. What? No. First, the Mekov Mlav Malka is the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes and Beis. The Gemara makes three statements. First, bring down Chanina that says, "La Oilam Misada Odom Shulchan VeMotz Shabbos Aval Bisha Ein Tzarch Alek Zayis." First, we clear Memro Lamoro that only the person should Misada Shulchanoi. The second thing the Gemara says, "Chav VeMotz Shabbos Melugma." Hot water on Motz Shabbos is Lugma, it heals a person. Hot chama on Motz Shabbos is Lugma. Hot bread on Motz Shabbos heals a person. A third statement, the Gemara brings down a Maisa from Bahu, that it was the Motz Shabbos, he took a igla tulsa and he shecked it just to eat the kalaisa, just to eat the kidney. He got to Avimi Brave when the son grew up and asked him, Tati, why you shecked the whole entire animal just to eat the kidney? Do the Shechit and Erev Shabbos for the animal for Shabbos, and leave over the Kleisa from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. So that's the father did, he listened to his son. Vosa Aryev Ochlei. And the Aryev came and ate his leftover animal that he decided to leave over, not to the Shech from Motz Shabbos. So first I point out like more of the three things over here. Number one, Sadr Shulchanai. Second thing, the idea of Malugma, the idea of Refua. A third thing is a person should mechadish something new for Motz Shabbos. Now the reason for this, first Rashi explained Pshat the Sugya, that just the idea over here is covered Shabbos lavois v'itziyotzei they're covered. Kodem olav it's a malka b'tesim in the ear. The idea of having this, and as far as I know, the makov the word of malava malka is only from the words of Rashi. Rashi brings down the word levia. A person should malava the tziyot they're covered the Shabbos out, whether it's the malka out, the Shabbos out, the shamisayr out, and therefore we malava and have this suit over here. Let me to point out, make what is the reason behind it. They say because there are two reasons. One, how the Mechaber starts off quoting the Torah, "Lo misada adam shulchanim mot Shabbos kinul voice as a Shabbos." So the sugya of Leviyah giving covered the Shabbos itself. Come on, the Paiskim and the Beis Seif being down to the Shavuot Lekut. A second reason why we have a Mlav Malko. Interesting reason is that Eiver Echad that a person has, but this goes Shemayah. First has a bone inside his body, but the Olim calls the loose bone. Ve'inu nena v'achila elav mot Shabbos. The only time that loose bone has enough of it is only Motz Shabbos. So you have two reasons why to eat Mlav Malko. One, to give nourishment to this specific bone over here. A second, to Mlav on the Malko. Now first, what is this loose bone? So this is the kids where it says, come on the El Rabo, by all it brings down the Mata Moshe. But first, this bone is the bone that the person was created from this teeth over here. And afterwards you die, this bone might never get destructed. It's not destructible. It always stays around. He says whether you put it inside fire, won't get burnt. Whether you put it inside a rechayim, won't get grinded. Whether you take a patchet, try to bang it, mice is indestructible. It's meisiv, and therefore when it comes to tchiyat meisiv, we can be created from this bone. This bone is always around, and you get created from. Le'oid, in the English emes, where's your oidish and schach can be put on? Upon this bone over here. And therefore, be'etim, this bone is from Shemayim. The shayrish of this bone is Shemayim. So every person has a chilik in Shemayim inside of them. And this thing is indestructible, that's going to stay around, and its nourishment is one in the food that you eat Motz Shabbos. Now, just what does that mean? Why is this bone indestructible? So we have the Sharetzin on the page, a big example from the Eli Rabbo. He says that the whole reason why you're missing the world is because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. When did he eat from the Eitz Hadas? Erev Shabbos. This bone only gets its nourishment on Motz Shabbos. So it's never a grazer upon the idea of Misa upon this Eber over here. You never have the nourishment that went inside its body, you never tasted anything. The Yipus is the Sharetim. This reason, this bone is loy levoid. The bedroom of a person should be loy levoid. Except it's a gzera misaka and not from the eight das. This Eber only knows what Shabbos. Therefore, this bone is always around. Interesting idea. But the again, we have two reasons why over here we have Malav Malko. One mitzad Malav Malko, the Shamisayo, the Shabbos. One mitzad the Yisoyed of to give nourishment to the lost bone. We'll get to different Nachkaminas, whether they get to Noshim, or we want to Mamshach Shal Shudis into Mot Shabbos, which is Manasudo. What the main reason over here is? It's hungry. There's nourishment. You're not 40. When you get older, Oh, they will explain to you. Now, the first question over here is this idea of Lamalki Zechiv was a mitzvah Baal Mok? So, on the Ritva of the Sugyo, Daf Kof Yutes, the Ritva itself points out, if you go a block before and on Daf Kof Yutches, the Gemara is discussing an Oni. Unless he has 14 students already, and he therefore would not really need a suitor from the Tamfoy, from the Kupa. Do we go give him a suitor? He says, no, 14 is enough. He says, Rich will have to analyze it. Better you can have 2 meals by Shabbos certain day, and you have a lot of Malko. You need to have 15 suitors during the week. 14 suitors is not enough, that's 2 for a day, but for Shabbos, you need 15. That's it, shall shoot us at 1 in the morning. No, that's 16. But Friday, yeah, Friday morning and Friday night. Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos morning, shall shoot us. You see, one more with the 15th one. It says Ritva in Zer Chayva. We see from the Makar that there's no Chiv over here. We have it's only a mitzvah, it's not a Chiv. Besom the Advaz, Nilchus Matos of Yoinim, Aniyim, brings down the same Raya that the idea of La Malka is not a Chiv. Masa Shekel, Marabom, early in Rashi Dalit. Therefore, the words of Mishabu over here, according to Graz, it's not a Chiv like Shalosh Shudis. It's only an Indian of a mitzvah Ba'alma. The words of Mishabu, the Graz is a mitzvah Ba'alma. Let's bring it down. Now there are those who disagree. There's a Benu Yeruchim that writes clearly to Chayva. The words of the Chayadim is a Chiyav Gomer. Someone would say maybe even means a Deraiso. There's a Benish Chayadis, why you pass a Chadviyah. The one time it's a Chiyav. And the word where the Chiyav coming from of Shtubach says the Chiyav Dura Bottom. So are those who disagree. The Maiso, we have a two in Yonam whether it's a Chiyav or if it's a Mitzvah. Come, we're Machayav you to go eat Lodim Sadam Shulchanai to go eat Lamal. Yeah, Chiv Dramalam. I mean, the question is, do you have to go do Mla Malka? Is it a Chiv or is it a Mitzvah? Now, the Pashas, you understand, if what is the question over here? A Chiv or a Mitzvah? Is something that you have to do, or something that you should do? Come on with Shibu in the end of Sukkot Beis, and he says, what's Nafkamino? He doesn't say that. He says, Nafkamino is, that's like the ritual in Advaz, that let's say you cannot be Mekayim both of Mashallah Shudas and Mla Malka. Comes out the Shal Shudis is a Chiv of Ayoyim, 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 the Gemara Kof Yudches, as a Dros, a Smach to the Almo. Therefore, this is a Kedima to the Shal Shudis over the idea of Malav Malko. What says the Shai Tzin, the Mishibur, a second Nafkamino? Let's say a person has Bos of a Dogim for only one meal. I can only make a Chosh of one meal over the other meal. Which one should you make nice as Shal Shudis or Malav Malko? He says, people might think you should make Malav Malko, it's very nice. I said, no, make more Chosh of Shal Shudis. Or third nafkamina, bi'alochan simin reitz ad kalif. He's discussing when you have a case by lechem mishnah, by shalosh shudas, you have a gezayis and a prusa. Which one should you use for shalosh shudas and which one should you use for mlav malkom? Kamal bi'alochan says, you use the shalom for shalosh shudas over mlav malkom, you should use the prusa. Why is the kedima over shalosh shudas versus mlav malkom? They point out the Chavetz Chaim is not saying the nafkamina is whether you have to or not. And father, we all eat mlav malkom. The question is, when you do it, what's the kedim over here? The kedim is shal shudis is more of a schayv, it's over the level of Mav Malko. Now, again, he says, these three nafkaminas, you could ask, the ma'isa, sarkal soiv, it's only mitzvah ba'alma. So it could be, this explain up here what it says, the sugi of nochis, tafandal, the gate, the sugi of tzitzis. The loch is that tzitzis is better than a person has no chiv to wear, chiv on the chetz, not chiv on the gabro. But yet the Gemara says, a person does not wear tzitzis, Be'idin Rischa on Shinon. When Kosh Baruch Hu, Kavayochel gets angry, he's going to punish you for it. You got me of no chiv to go do it. It's very easy to go do it, so go do it. Gemara Menachos. I think in Mem Dalet, maybe Mem Alef. No, so if it's not easy, and Echnami, and if it's not Pachim Kamishel, or Mlamav also. But we might as well all eat And that's what we do. It's usually very easy to mekayim in over here. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim, not the nafkamina to go do it or not. The nafkamina is which one has a kedima. But Bavi, all should go eat Malav Malko. Now, who is the chiyum Malav Malko put upon? So, about the men have a chiyum Malav Malko. What about Noshim? Do women have a chiyum Malav Malko? So, they point out, the Magen Avraham over here is very simple. He says, Ayin Simin Reit Tzadik Aleph. Porsche Magen Avraham. What does he mean, Ayin Simin Reit Tzadik Aleph? So, first, in Reit Tzadik Aleph is the pseudo, is a sugya of pseudo shlishis. That's the sugya over there. They come on the New Shulchan Aruch and says he means Ayin Seif Simin Reit Tzadik Aleph. Sifav, Matzah Shekel says that. Sif Bav writes over there that Noshim Machayvin, Pseudo Shlishis, Meforish Machabe that way. As I stated, Meforish. Why? Over there we learned either could just like the Chayvin is Chiro, Hood and the Chayvin Shmiro, I mean vice versa. Or Mitzad, the Potka, Yoyim, 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 is Achlua, Yoyim is also going upon them. Or Mitzad, Achayim, Eitanes. So women are Vad Machayv and Pseudo Shlishis. So the question is, what is the Magar Ram telling you? Said the Machlash Shekel, saying very simple. Saying just like by Pseudo Shlishis says in Machaber, that Noshim Achayv upon Pseudo Shlishis, who didn't chayv lav malka? Same idea over here. Coming to the Pima Gadam says, what is Magen Avraham sending you to raise Tzadik Aleph? Saying very simple. Saying over there you chayv Pseudo Shlishis. Over here does not say it. Over here not mukhiv Pseudo Shlishis. Say before Shem Magen Avraham telling you it's like raise Tzadik Aleph. And the question is, what's the comparison? It's like that. That it says over there. Here also. Over there it says. Over here it does not say it. Nice to the Pima Gadam and Dorf really depends. Coming from the mitzvah of the sugya of Malav Malka, the sugya and Shabbos, you start saying sugya and Shabbos, maybe Dosh HaPotah, mitzvah says it's Magen Avraham. But if the sugya asks, give the nourishment to Lisbon, Dosh HaMavid also, they also need over here. And Cain, if you want, the Gemara condition says that women are chayv mezuzah, why the Potah says the man yibu yimeichem. It isn't mezuzah. It says the Gemara, and yimeichem means arichis yom chiyos. Women don't want chiyos. I'm not want chiyos, I'm not chiyos mezuzah. Same idea over here, the idea of chiyos implies to Noshim. The idea to give nourishment to the Lisbon says the Pima Gadam, that does apply to Noshim. Depends upon what the reason is. That means we have number one, a Shiloh, what's Pshal among a Ram or Wum Mukhayyim, and even in that Mukhayyim, it's on a Sugma Malka, maybe they have an Indian, it's on the idea of giving nourishment to the Lisbon. Might say, point out, first of all, read the words of the Gemara. Lo'ilam itzadu Odom Shulchanoi. First is always beside the Shulchan. The words of the Gemara is Odom. As far as I know, Noshim and Nichon together of Odom. The part of people. Might say, Pashto Sugi says is that way. And therefore, the Es Arutzian or Yabi Oimer, Chaim Kiniyevsky, Chaim Kiniyevsky wrote back, told me in the Shabbos, Anoshim, Anoshim, Shav. The mice is all equal, it's all the same exact thing. Avi Yosef, others. A big of the Shramas seem to say that's the same thing. Again, they do point out, is the Chomas Yosef says, no, Anoshim, Mice, a potter. There's Yerul Chaim that way, also the same you say. Now, whether women have to or not, I think it's more known that women do not seem to be Machm upon the Indian Bederek Fala, the Indian Mullah Malcolm. Now you could say, first of all, number one reason is even things that are achiyev, like pseudo shlishis, it's very hard to even get women to as clear mechaber the way. I actually had a girl's mouth 2 weeks ago. They came time for shalosh shudas. I told them to go wash. They're like, nah. So I told them, we have to go eat. No, we don't do shalosh shudas. They start leaving. I'm like, what do you mean don't do shalosh shudas? Another time, also, all the years, always have women, and I point with the lachon shulchan aruch. Like, no, we don't do that. The thing that's clear that no one disagrees about. Women seem to be very lax upon you. You told exactly why. It's something that's a mitzvah ba'alma to go get them to go do it. Mice, they should be shoving. It's a very important thing to go do. But could be they're just lax upon it because that's their nature upon things. Now, avad again, that's not the correct thing. They should have la malko just like men. It's a mitzvah avad. They should have it. And the ilm likes pointing out, figuring out the gears of noshim because if you mizar is a noshim, maybe get also the anoshim to become what they do have to go do. They point out, you know, the reaction of the tshuva, the women have to say Parsha Atonement. Everyone speaks about it. Why? At least they'll get the men to say Parsha Atonement. And then we discuss the women have to do Maimar Choynim. At least they'll get the men to do Maimar Choynim. These things, at least the Mazar, the Falafak, is the men. The men have Chi Maimar Choynim. They have a Chi Parsha Atonement. Why what?
Why would men do
Maimar Choynim?
Why?
Somehow women, men think today they seem to have the hunger of women. But maybe in the oven. As the Mishnah says, Oiloi Shabbat of the Kavis. Right? They point out, one in the first paragraph of Bach, so does not say, fortunately, those have sons of, and the world, those have girls. One says, Oiloi Shabbat of the Kavis. Says the Moral's brother, he writes in Sefer HaChaim, doesn't say that we don't want girls. We don't want boys who act like girls.
Yeah.
That's the start of the belt.
We don't want girls, and we don't even want boys who act like girls.
No, that's not what it said. Fine, Maisa, women seem to be very lax. Maisa is one time it seems that Noshim, if I get even more machmum pan in of La Malka, they get pregnant. Where's the Makar for this? They get pregnant. Noshim, Chakla Yavar, they have to even La Malka. Why? So Maisa is a Makar, they're opening now for the Noim Elimelech. I'll just read the words. Noim Elimelech said, School of Noshim, Shleis Kashu, Bele Dosan, they get contractions now cause them pain. She also b'chol Moshe Shabbos is a double the same l'shem mitzvah sudas m'lav malko. But afkam yemu the also should say b'fem molei l'shem mitzvah sudas m'lav malko. By day zeh yieldu benakla b'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. The school of the iluming is down, and the Noshim should be very makbid upon this. The idea that the person when they get pregnant they eat m'lav malko, a school of childbirth. Even though you tell me they take epidural, Maisa is still somebody got enough time, will still eat a lot of pain. Maisa makes things over here easier. Now, just to Ma'ura, this Indian that's come on all the Malachim all bring down this Noim El Melech over here, is what does it mean they should eat? How many times do they have to eat La Malka to have the easy skula of childbirth? Noshim should be Makbid, still in the ninth month, then some during pregnancy. As far as I read the words are Bechol Moshe Shabbos. They should start really from Bas Mitzvah. They don't know how things eventually can affect them in the future. No, you should Ma'ura them, like everyone points out. It says there is one thing, but if you don't have says it, and we can get people to go do it. So tell them, it says, B'chol Moshe Shabbos, then Echadami, everyone Shabbos, they'll eat M'lav Malko. So, the words are the whole part that's brought down, but come on, every safe, B'chol Moshe Shabbos. They seem to be very stark when they're pregnant, or, and still in the ninth month, but most the point of it is, in one school of Shabbos, maybe it means Dafka, every Moshe Shabbos.
What's the thing of saying is the shame? Those project when a man is M'lav Malko,
so the Shmir Shabbos starts off, you shouldn't have kavona, because like any mitzvah that's used kavona, especially if people don't eat much Shabbos.
And if you stop eating, it doesn't work?
Mitzvah that's used kavona and yesh lodin. No, mustama? No, people mustama eat much Shabbos. My kids will eat because they want to eat, they're hungry. My kids are talented, they want to eat all the time. Now, fine, so it comes along that we have men of Adam have a mitzvah, women also should have this mitzvah here. Tanam, they point out, that not that simple, things that are only a mitzvah, not a chiv, and the idea to mechanach them. However, just practically, if you're not mechanach people when they're younger from Lav Malka, then it can happen when they get older. I see b'chush, my kids, I get them younger do it, they get older, they get to go do it. Otherwise, it's practically very hard to get people to mechanach them when they get older. Now, when is this person should eat M'lav Malka? What's the correct time? They point out again, we have two main reasons over here. One, to M'lav on the Malka. One, it's the sugya of giving nourishment to the Lizbone. So if the idea is to M'lav on the Malka, the Shabbos, the Shem Yisrael, Pashas is, it's leaving Moshe Shabbos. And therefore, you should do it Miyad. If the idea is to M'lav the Lizbone, before you have the whole entire Moshe Shabbos, that's when its nourishment is. My suggestion with Malach and the Mishnah Berurah is very simple. He says, he starts off and conveys that once the time is mitzvah the Malach the Malko, therefore toiv lak dibu shtuot miyad right away. The correct time is tirut miyad Moshe Shabbos. That's the correct time over here. Now a lot of people is very hard. They just had a shalashudas over here. They filled themselves up. And therefore it's a very hard thing to go do. Therefore the question is toiv you should, but if you can't, the vadi can we go later on into the night? How far later? So first they bring down the seder shoras avoda. The Kavachayim, also the Pelagi, it brings down that until 4 hours, after 4 hours, osav leklom doesn't count, nothing. But up to 4 hours, Meister, the way of the Ben Shai, when he brings it down, the said Mishra Shavoida, he said until 4 hours of mitzvah mumchor, and after you have until chatzais. This is stick with the Mishra Berurah. He also brings down this idea. He says the Ein Nishai Tshuva, and the words are Einik Kedai B'chol Gadol La'Achli Yisim Chatzais. That means Mishra is really making three levels over here. Number one, Toiv Miyad. Number two, lechatchila before chatzayis. Try as hard as you can before chatzayis. If you can't, fine, lechnami do it after chatzayis. You can't do it. I mean, it's not kedai to wait till after chatzayis, but that's what you should do lechatchila. You can't even after chatzayis.
It should depend on what the
time. I said that.
Bone,
so if it's miyad, the bone, I'm not sure what the zman is. But,
well, what's
the time? So, again, we have the state over here that if not, maybe even afterwards. They bring down from the Goyin and Maisa Rav, a Maisa that one time was very sick and he was Shabbos and he couldn't eat. He's getting a little bit better and he is to Talmidim to look outside and hit a Loisa Shachanat. If not, they hit a Loisa Shachanat, please bring me a Gezais to pass. So bring down from the Goyin, others bring down. The Makor is how far? Until the morning of Loisa Shachar. That's after Chatzos. Now there are those, there's a Bitsa Yadachayim, and other ones say, on Shabbos, even Sunday morning, fine, well maybe Sunday morning. I don't know if I should ever get to that stage, a person does not eat on Shabbos. Everyone can eat sometimes on Shabbos. Again, the halacha is, some evening, that maybe Tuesday. No, he said, he said, I couldn't eat because I was sick. No, so I'm pointing out, yeah, at least till Chalos, I'm saying. What? I didn't say past Chalos.
No,
after. Yes, I said, yeah, but the Evan, B'Shas HaKak, until Chalos, the Chalos, he wants to even more than Chalos.
No, but look at the riot, the story.
He says, I can have a Zayish past, because they look kind of instant love Malko.
Right.
You want to say maybe have more time?
I said
at least Alois. I'm not saying more. At least
some say,
and I have no right to go in. Some say, and I'm right. I'm not going either way. The bring down time. Minig Yisrael Torah brings down. Someone wants to say that. I ain't sure. Now the interesting question they point out. That's the Kamlum El Rabban gives a very simple etzel. He says, suddenly Shalosh Shudas before you watch before Shkia. Mamshik the shell shudas into the night, and now have a mind and eat other Zayis bread at night time after Zayis, and become eating the shell shudas mla malko. Why? Because you're eating it at night time. So that's what Eli Rabba says, brought down by the Hatim and Aruch HaShulchan. They point out, it really depends what the reason is. If you're coming from the Luzbon, it's much Shabbos and have nourishment from the Luzbon. But says the Torah Shabbos and others, they don't understand. Vikir Mechabba says, why to mla malko? When you bench, you say, we'd say. But you might say, still is Shabbos. How do we walk to escort the Malka out, and show me say out, but still staying with you? I'm going to walk you out, but you're not coming with me. You can stay with me, and I still say, and still is Shabbos. It's not does not really work that way. They point out, the Maisa Bikkur's form does not bring down Al Rabba. Read the Mishnah, does not bring it down. I mean, there is a Behitim on the page that gives you this Eitzah. The Maisa's form does not seem to go this way. Now, when to go eat Malka around the year, different times. So first of all, do we eat it Motzei Shabbos? What about Motzei Yontif? Come Yontif, you have to eat Motzei Yontif. So first they point out, Mitzad HaLizbon doesn't apply. Mitzad the idea of being Malav and Malka, they get involved with what we're discussing Malav and Malka. To mean the Shami Yisrael, they point out by Yontif, you don't have the sum of the Shami Yisrael, maybe. If it's Mitzad, the Yontif or the Shabbos itself, maybe yes, you should. So they get involved, what exactly will be Malav over here? The Maisa is brought down that the Chaznish and Achaz Rebbeinu, and the end of the time they come, Chaim Kineski brought down the meaning of the Chaznish was always to have Lav Malka Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Yontif. He was, he did it. The Skrubov is brought down, he did that also, the Stifler. The Isim Chaim Kineski, where's the Makar for it? So it's very simple. The Chaznish. That's the Makar. The Chaznish, he did it that way. And he also brought down, they also say, Meshim Yaakov Emdin. In the Makar, in the Shabbos, the Shabbos, he went out to the Yashiv. And they asked him, about Lav Malka Motzei Yontif. So he says, no Makar for it. Everyone, as far as I know, the noble car, Messina, Lavinu, anyone who has Motzei Yontif. And not only that, Rav Karp said, I the Chaznish. Rav Yashar says, I don't believe the Shmuel they say B'Shem Chaznish. Rav Yashar is saying, I do not believe when they say it was the same Chaznish, which Chaim Kineski wrote down the Chaznish the Maestro did. He said, I don't believe it's not true. Why didn't he ask his son in law? I don't know. Maybe I think his son in law was in his 20s when. I don't know. Motzei Yontif? No. Yashim says to not believe the Shmua, and as far as I know, there's.
My grandfather was always
knowing. You're a brisket in the summer, right? Your grandfather, maybe, father's the brisket. Fine. But the Maestro, as far as I know, the Shmua Shabbos, and no, if the Makar, the Isim Haim, where's the Makar, his answer is Chaznish, obviously there was no Makar. Right? That's the Makar. So, because the Chaim knows everything, that's his Makar, Chaznish, what do you want that? Well, the Maestro. Liash did not leave the story over, and the Maestro, as far as I know, the meaning is not to do that. The only question really is when Motzei Shabbos comes down on Yom Tov. I mean, for example, next year, Lel HaSeder, the second night, is coming out on Yom Tov. So, on Motzei Shabbos. The question is, this coming up here when you're second Lel HaSeder, it's coming on Motzei Shabbos, do you have to have Lav Malko? Because the Maestro, then there is the Luzbon, and then the Maestro is the, maybe the Shami Seder could be leaving, so you have to have Lav Malko. The Sefer Eimekat Shuvah says, yeah, peace, well, you should have it. Oh, Sefer Chaim Kineski, you should, and we do, naturally. It's built into the Sudo. Sefer Chaim says, no. He says, and he don't need Kamon, he says. There is some Chaim, no. Atzal HaShedi, remember Sefer Chaim Kalaji, he says, Maisa, you should have. You have to be Moisim a little bit. Now have Kamon for it. There seems to be a little bit of an argument how exactly it works. So far as I know, the Midrash, no one seems to be moisif on again the Moshe Shabbos when it comes down to Yom Tov. And the Chaim says just naturally it entails inside the student over here. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, it says it, but does not say it on Shabbos. Yom Tov, La Malka doesn't say it. Okay, it doesn't say it. Now, come on, Mishavua, and he sends you to a Shari Tshuva that discusses about doing the Malacha Moshe Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva, it says, is coming from the Talmidei of the Rizal. Look up the Talmidei of the Rizal, the Loshon of the Pi Yetz Chaim is, the Shem Yisrael does not go from you until Moshe Shabbos. L'chein eini roi l'atzik from Malacha, she'eino eichel nefesh, oi toiro. Ad achet sinim Moshe Shabbos. First should not be work, do anything on Moshe Shabbos. That's not eichel nefesh or toiro. You should not do any Malacha. Now the words of Mishavu, when it brings down his Loshon, is a, the Loshon of nothing. The correct thing. The correct thing is first should not do any Malacha. Now, first, you see the mice that people do. People wash the dishes, and they clean the floor. Mice are fine. So, economy learning, mice a person can. Oichel enough person can. People seem to be taking care of the house. We oisik in lacha, that's cool. So again, you can just say very simple. The idea of la malka itself is a mitzvah. And on the mitzvah, you have a double nocha and not go to malacha. So fine, a nocha and a mitzvah. A vada is nocha and it's a mitzvah. And a vada, you should not do any malacha, that's quick vias. But to make it into a strong thing, something to stand upon the house, where he will not do any malacha, yesh lozo. They do point out that there's a Magar Ram, a seven rate tzaddik test that brings down for the Buddha of Ram, that the Noshim have a minig not to malacha at all the whole entire Moshe Shabbos, even after Malav Malka. A minig that Noshim not do any malacha. As brought down by the place of Shabbos and Ali Rab and others, the women should not do any malacha at all. Magar Ram is it down. Magar Ram, from, yeah. Bring down this idea. It's coming from a Yerushalmi. Mice, they point out, look at Reitz Tzadik Tes, the Torah says that's not Pshan Yishalmi. The Aruch Hashulchan says it's not Minig Nochon, it's incorrect, it's not the Yisoid over here. But Nachum Lo Yishamanu Minig Hazeh, V'chein Iker, V'ad a person, Noshim, do have a right to go to Malacha. That seems to be the Minig, unless Noshim looking for excuses. They always seem to know this Mar Malkam. But otherwise, most Noshim seem to do Malacha more Shabbat than worry about. The only again, question the Mishavu is saying is not to any Malacha, but it's Nochon before you have Malacha. But otherwise, you get to learning about it, you can. You get to otherwise, the correct thing is not to do any melacha beside the idea of having the suda miyad. Now, what should a person eat by melacha malka? So, first, the idea of having lechem mishnah. So, we have lechem mishnah on Shabbos. The Tashbat says about it not much Shabbos. The steam is supposed to says not that much Shabbos. However, a pikabolo, the bring down that the shloh, the Piyes Chaim, and others bring down a pikabolo, should have lechem mishnah. Ali Rabo, Benish Chai, Kav Chaim, all this didn't have a lechem mishnah, but it's not mean you pick up both challahs, they point out. It means you have two in front of you and pick up one. That's what you go do. They said where they sound like they're coming from. They're coming from the idea that there's a Eitz Yad Chaim, the Benish Chai, that says that all Siddur's mitzvahs should have a lechem mishnah. Fine, they always have two lechems in front of you. The Meister, Mitzal Alokha Shaboy, it's not brought down, not the Taz, not Magavram, not Pirim Godim, not by the Mishnah Berurah. The Meister, the Simchon Ogre, no one seems to be Iker, have less your Chassidish or the Rebbe's, they don't seem to have a Lacha Mishnah at the table. What about Pas? You have to have Pas. So, the going is brought down on the page over here in Shulchan Aruch, his words are, Upas Dafko. The going over here says you have to have Pas. And there's a Meister that's brought down that Mechaim Veloz in his Talmud came over to him and Moshe Shabbos, and his Rebbe, the Goyin, asked him, "Do you the Maisa eat Malav Malka?" So he said, "Maisa, I'm not feeling that well. I'm afraid if I eat, I'm going to be mazik. Therefore, I had Mekayim Bu'uga Dvash. I had honey cake." So the Goyin laughed upon him. Laughed. Sachak Mimenu Abedu Vatsibul Alekayim Vatekim Vatsibul Beis Abenu. He laughed. Cake. That's my Malka. Have bread. Have Kedayas Pas. And then those who Makbid have Dach the Passover, and brought down the Chanish's Makbid. Chaim said, "Maisa first should be makbid, tapas." Maisa lalocho. If you read slowly, the pasuk over here, the Chayotim's loshen is when it says over ashrei. Fortunate is the person who has pas. Well, kitchuk and arav the misha efshaloi. The words of the mishibu is lechatchilo. Lechatchilo, person should have a case of pas over here, and he has three different mamakumis in the shartin. Why tapas? Where he's getting it from? But he's saying lechatchilo, person should have pas. But let's say he said the mishibu, a person cannot have pas. Because either in a case where he's so full, either chashash of a chilagasa, or he's not a case of pas, it says the Mishavua, al kaponim, at least a mezainis. says, let's say you cannot do that, says the Mishnah Berurah, because again, either your hamazinus or you're also your fedevach chiligasa. And he says, at least upon that, at least paris. That means the Mishnah is saying, what's the person have? Number one, the chatchila pas. If you can, the mazinus. If not that, then paris. Less than that does not sound like you can't have. Whereas the kaim inim la malko, the gam they bring down from the yavits and the mitzvah shabbos, the b'shasad chak b'samich upon having a coffee or tea. So it comes from the sigur. The Gemara says chaim b'mot shabbos m'lugmo. So you see the idea of having hot water. So it says a coffee tea you mekaim it b'shasad chak. Now the question is, once we have these levels over here, let's say a person who wants to have la malko m'mot shabbos. But he wants to, he can only have a yad, he can only have cake. It's like this. But a couple of hours later, he can have pasta, he can have a bagel, he can have pizza, he can't have a couple of hours later. Could he eat a maestro? Get both. But no, once you blow Malka one time, you can't skirt out the second time. It doesn't exactly work that way. If you already blow Malka the Shema Seir, Shabbos out, you can't do it the second time. So there is a question to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, when he eats the mezainis the first time, you have mind not to make kind of the mitzvah. Now pass later on. So we see two statements from him. Number one is he can have two Malav Malkas. If not, he can have two. He can have two. There's only one. As far as he can only have one. Oh, he's hungry. He wants to eat Mazinus. He's hungry. What? Shnai, Shemeger. No, it sounds like it's very hard to. No, Malka, Shabbos, let me escort you a bit tonight. Come. If. Yeah. What comes out of here? First of all, Mazam is saying, let's analyze. He's saying, you have choice of Mazanus Miyad or Pass later on. He's saying, better Pass later on the Mazanus Miyad. And so I think it's very simple, because the idea of having Miyad is a Nochon in the Mishnah Berurah. The idea of having Pass later on, according to Goyin's Makiv. According to Mishmur, it's not a Lachachilah, but Goyin's Makiv. So I think he's saying it's more important, number one, to have passed later on the Mazonis right now. And you can have two Malav Malkas. It comes along, that means that, let's say Mosh Shabbos, first of all, to eat Paris, which you can become a Malav Malka. According to Mishibur, you should have, according to Mishlam Zaman, you should have mind not to become a Malav Malka. Anything you eat Mosh Shabbos, have mind not to become it. What do you say most times? You not. Don't sit down to have Malav Malka. Because if not, if you want to have passed later on, you will not become the mitzvah later on, unless you have mind not to become the mitzvah right now. Because you cannot have two Malav Malkas. Now, in the ghetto, other things, when we have the suit over here, again, Pasach Achilo, that's not that Mazinus, called Potom Paris, come on, the place of the Shai, two others being down, first is you study to Mechadish new things, you shouldn't have leftovers from Shabbos. They point out the Maisa Ravu, that he and the Maisa over there, he had a new thing, much of Shabbos. My father likes pointing out from the Sugyo that what happened, he listened to Sama Avimi, or that the Arya ate it. See, from the Sugyo, you don't always have to listen to your children. That's Afnish, that's always strange. So fine, we have over here that anything new, anything that's not, you should have something new, something very nice, not having leftovers. Boy, they come along the El Rabbis, not be just leftovers, something that you appreciate, enjoy eating, even though it's expensive. You enjoy eating the kidneys, the cloyes, well, I'm not sure. And then we made something, you know, it's expensive, a whole entire animal. So that, number one, it should be Mechadish, number to be something you appreciate, you like over here, eating over here. Boy, come along the Mishruah, again, from the El Rabbis, the Mishnah, and the Omegram.
Make or is it just
no, bread is a dinner. We have to have bread.
You
mean
like
bread, you eat bread. Yeah. Point of going. Yeah. But that you should have a case of boss over here. Boss of meat, fleshix. Now, on the idea of having boss, they have a question when it comes up during the 9 days, the person from what Shabbos have boss or not. So over there, the Mingdown, the Chaim Volozhin said, even during the 9 days, the Shtomach was down, that the person 7 on the 9 days from Chaim Volozhin, even a much under the Bosser from Lav Malko. Now, Lemaisa, come the Moshe Tshuva about the gate of the 9 days, and he says, Me'ez Tam Shia, even the year Hashem, Vazizim and Mitzvot, are not makbid all year round to have Bosser. That means it's true, Mishmus and Bosser. I think it's known that most people in Maisa do not have Bosser much Shabbos, whether they feel it's a chilagasa, it's very hard to eat, or for whatever the reason, Lemaisa were not makbid upon it. Therefore, it says that Moshe is ready to make Klaisol, they were not makbid to have Bosser, a gamus 4 times on the Poyskim. He does say yourself, but let's say you are one of the people who are marked with that bolster, maybe you'll have a right to have it during the 9 days. So the Moshe is not nichol neged of neder, and the idea he says not bolster being marked to the pseudo. Lamalk in and of itself is a chosh of a pseudo. Bolster is being marked with even more. Therefore, since you're having a chosh of a pseudo without the bolster, even during the 9 days, the person should not have the bolster, even if you always have all year round. Lamaisa, we see from a Moshe is saying, for some other reason, we do not have this anoga to be dafka to have Moshe Shabbos poser. Now, the Gemara says to have chamen for Moshe Shabbos and pas chamo. So, what's chamen? What's chamen mean? It says Rashi in the Sugya means lishtois v'lerchoitz. To drink hot water and to wash yourself with hot water. What's pas chamo? Hot bread. Well, look when it heals you. Therefore, to have a coffee, have a pizza, and have a sham, what Shabbos is a shtetl sugya. That means what the Americans might to do, the mini class in America, take a shower and to have a coffee and to have pizza, a shtetl. Pas chama, mayim chama. What's mayim? Mayim is a shower or taking a coffee. Give me a face.
Yeah, to drink
your coffee. That's drink. Rashi says chama is lishtos for lirchitz. Two things. I'm pointing out just two things. Oh, so the question is, again, they come out first, there are three things. Now, the Bnei Chutz Laretz, so they mock to do all three. It's the question of Chaim Kanievsky. Is it mean one or the other? He said the mice is one of the three. He said the Isim, Chaim says, it's enough to have one. And he said the Isim, what do you mean one? He said, it says, any one of the three of the mice is enough. Maisa, at least we understand with the Makar for why all the pizza shops are open much Shabbat, that's Pas Chama. Why does that take? Why do you have coffee Pas Chama? That's in the Chama. It's enough, we want more for, no? We want more for. No, pizza enough, Ma'am Malcolm. There's a second in the inner Rafur, Sugya Rafur over here, a new Sugya over here. The next line in the Gemara brings down the Chama Shabbat's Malugma. The Rashi Malug means Rafur. Heals you, it's very good. It helps you out. What? Yeah. Avadi, you crest, you want to take two slices of my land. Now, I saw the Sefer Torah Shabbos points out the person do not bring down the sigil over here of the idea of Malugma. The Maisa is brought down by Numis Yishonim and Paiskim. The Shiltsis, Piskirid, Shibullah Leket, Moyas Amor, those Yishonim is brought down, Makta Shekel, the Ibis, Archashokhan, the Israel, and the Shartin is a scientist in over here. And come on, all the Malakim bring down this idea of having hot water or having hot bread on what Shabbos is in over here. Now, my father told me he has a minute to say over these words of Pamoli, that he said over Cham, what Shabbos Malugma, Pat Cham, what Shabbos Malugma. Might I see the time when the Hogan brings it down, or time others bring down this idea of saying it with your mouth, these words over here. Now, the question is it Dafka Pas? What Mazoinis? Is Mazoinis Maisa enough? So, first of all, the word that more is Pas. Second, you read the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he's discussing Negeretu, La Malchad Yata Pas, or Mazoinis is enough. He says the person has that Shulach Hatkila Pas, the Sharatini is three Makaris. One of his three Makaris is the fact that Gemara says Pas Cham, Mot Shabbos Malugmo. So he didn't understand the word the Gemara Pas is literally. He's supposed to have Pas on Mot Shabbos. Now it says Chamim, how hot is hot over here? What's the Shaila? Because one of the cases is Pas. The Gemara in Yuma Da Pei Dalet, it says the person of a boiling hot piece of Pas is an Inav Sarkono. Inav Sarkono. The words of the Menorah Samaor is that it's my Koyach of a person. Makes a person weak. So how hot do your pots have to be? So here's the question behind Kadyevsky. He says, only has to be Magus Chamimus. It doesn't be boiling hot, you have to burn your tongue. I mean, it's hot. Hot slice of pizza or a hot bagel. Might say, you appreciate that you sent the heat over here. That's nichol negeder. That's enough to be nichol negeder of Chamim. They do it from Chaim Kanievsky, how much is washing rechitz? You have to take a shower. No, even a little bit of washing is that's enough of nichol negeder of rechitz over here. Now, the Olam says over the idea of this Malugma, what does it heal you? What's your refuah for? So they bring down, everyone brings down from Meshul Zusha, that the idea of the refuah is to the idea of atzvus. Being sad, depression. That means today, a lot of people should have it. It's very good. Today they say people need music during the and they need it, they're all depressed, everyone's sick, everyone's looking to get a chaylum. So the mice, they point out, and the one the Muslim, the Gola Khan bring down, that we said in this morning, Pesuk de Zimro, Mechabesh Latzvoisam. The word of Mechabesh, the Rosh Hashanah, is Chamim B'motz Shabbos M'lugmo. Latzvoisam, helps for your Atzvos over here. Another way they say over the word Mechabesh is Maim Chaim B'motz Shabbos. Different ways of saying it over, but they're all bring down, come on, all the Svarim, past 100 years bring down. The refuah over here is beside the idea of depression, and therefore, again, our generation needs Simcha Tzachayim, and therefore, certainly we should be makbid upon us in there, having Motzei Cham, Motzei Shabbos, a Malugma, whether it's Pas Cham or Chamim. Another negator of Lav Malko is that we have a kol in general, kol is the noisim shal adam is k'suvim loy from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah, chutz from things that are Tishrei. Tishrei is Rosh Tevis, Tazakenim, Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif. Those are four things that are not set up for Rosh Hashanah. They're kashbokhli, whatever you spend upon, you get back. Obam lam v'malka. My kids try to convince me every week we spend whatever we want for Malka, the pizza store, bagels, why? It's on Shabbos, definitely get away, it's on Shabbos. Is that true or not? Isn't Nechon like Tzor Shabbos? You could start clarifying, well, if it's a loose bone, no shaykhis. If it's a malaf malko, maybe. The malka came, maybe it's to leave her out. If the shomi seira, maybe not. Start clarifying. Maestro, it's a question to Rosh Dynamim. The answer is very simple. Any idea? The Issa of Chaim Knievsky, it says, Yifalchin. The Issa of Rivas Efraim, it says, Mestoma, no. So, it's not that simple. I can offer my kids potatoes tomorrow. They still want their whatever they want. But Maestro, it's not that clear. Is it nichol in a Tzor Shabbos or not? That means in Erev Shabbos, the last one time that it is taking shower on Erev Shabbos or getting to a place for Erev for Shabbos, that's for Shabbos itself. But here it's after Shabbos. So is that nichol in a Tzor Shabbos? Not that simple. Now, the words of Shulchan Aruch is, coming to Gemara, is a person has to be a Sadr Odom Shulchanoi. That means it should not be a haphazard, quick sit down, let's eat something. It's supposed to be a nice, Masuda Yofa Sud over here. That means if you realize you read the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't even say you even have to eat Lav Malka. The words are, since you only need to have a Gezayas, or you're only going to have a Gezayas, you have to stand the Shulchan Aruch. That means when a person, when you sit down to have Lav Malka, you sit down with a Tzura, a nice Tzura over here, with your Mishpacha, sit down like a Shabbos meal, coming to Lav on the Malka over here. What does it mean to have a nice Tzura? We're moving down to have Neiris. Why exactly to have Neiris? See, they said the rate of the came inside is dark. Right over here, those knowing inside the end of COVID. Myself today, I don't see at least the Litvak have any nerus. Sometimes rabbis put out nerus. Don't seem to go do it. They point out. Myself, when I'm called, why even on Erev Shabbos, why we're lighting nerus, why making a bracha with the COVID over there is. So here, look, we're not knowing to, and they bring down the stipend, not knowing to. Chaim said you don't have to be knowing today. But myself, even if we do put nerus or not, we still need something that should be a tzura yofa that a person says. The Zmiris over there, the words of Mishabruah is knowing to say over the beauty of the Zmiris after Abdullah, he's singing Hinenachi Shalech Lechem, El Yonavi, she mentioned it much Shabbos. She have a nice tour of the student over here. Just Messiah, the Indim Lamalka, it's just every time we give Chabura, at least the Mazar is me, at least the next couple of years, until it dies down, to the Indim Lamalka, the correct tour. Now, Vada, I always try to do it, but this is hard to get Mishmocha every week, to get to go do it. So, it's something you should learn. You should speak all of these halachas at your table. Take out Shulchan Aruch, read it to them, discuss the points. And it's again, it's a mitzvah. And every Avada should go do it. Avada a lot of schools and Yom and the Gate, this concept over here. And so in these reasons, as the here is. Again, it's something. Shalshus, by now, I think most Noshim know that they have to. Fine, economy, we have to work. What I learned is, if you make it into a nice meal with not that much responsibility for your wife, that means what I always try to do, it's easy for her. We just order a pie, and we set the kids at the table, make it easy. No, you make it easy and nice, it works out, until slowly it's down after a couple of years. But my son then, I think you'll cover about it again. But as it usually seems to go. The last thing I was hazik because I knew I could do it again. We set the table again. We made it all nice. But not fun. But I always do it for the years. But something that always needs chizik over here. That's one thing that needs chizik. A second thing the Chazanish says over that also needs chizik is that people look at what Shabbos, different simon toiv to go do to have a good week. So it's very simple. You want to have a simon toiv, you learn a lot more on what your Shabbos. You should be mizar at the end of Limud HaTorah on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and that's going to be your simon toiv. So two things I think need to see a chizik Moshe Shabbos. One is that Moshe Shabbos, people seem to think it's a free night to whatever we want. Let's see how we can waste the time. In the winter, you have hours and hours, in the summer, much less time. It needs chizik, number one, in the Limud HaTorah, and number two, in the mitzvah, the Adi Mitzvah, the Shulchanai. And with these two things, the talk will lead to have a simon toiv the whole entire week. Yeah.